תחנה עלי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי.
Good morning, everyone. The 10th on duty today are Italy, 10 number 2, Moscow, 10 number 9, Omsk, Pem, Tel Aviv, and Petah Tikva, 10 number 20.
Worldly, brothers, we are brought here and given such a beautiful opportunity that sometimes we don't even realize the sheer beauty and excellence of what we've been brought into. Maybe even take it for granted to some point. So I'm asking each and every one of you that hear my voice that we demand the light to bring to us not only the unified, unique deficiency that we need, but also the restriction, the arvut, and the connection that is needed so that we can awaken the dawn and truly fulfill that which we are here for. But we can only do that if together we all sit in our heart and open it and hear this lesson as if it's the very first lesson that we ever heard in our life. Re-enliven all that excitement that happened in those first few lessons that we ever sat in. Because this is an honor and a privilege that we cannot take for granted. And now my brother from Ricardo.
Han sido días muy emotivos.
These have been very moving days. Very exciting. And we've gone through many discernments. We've experienced many discernments, seeing the pain in the eyes of the friends. But above everything, our inner work is bearing fruit. First of all, amongst ourselves, between us, and for all this to become manifest so that we can give contentment to the Creator together. And to fulfill our purpose. One must be glad that he has a need for spirituality, whereas other people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it may not be so important to him, but yet he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for it, This causes him to gain importance for spirituality, and from this one can be happy. By this, one can be rewarded with adhesion, since, as Bala Sulam said, the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, when one is happy and gives thanks to the Creator for the feeling that the Creator has blessed him by letting him feel some small measure of divinity, then the blessed adheres to the blessed. And through this wholeness, one can achieve true dvikut, true adhesion. Workshop question. How do we increase the lack for spirituality, the importance of spirituality? How do we cultivate it? How do we really care for it so that it grows daily? Again, how do we increase the lack for spirituality, the importance of spirituality? How do we cultivate it? How do we really care for it so that it grows daily? In the article, Abash states that this work must be done joyfully because you were given a small chance to somehow feel a tiny measure of divinity. The lack and the yearning we receive from the environment. From there, we receive the importance of the Creator. And when you have the importance of the quality of bestowal, then you need to stop for a second and be happy about it, about having even a tiny desire in that direction.
And we can increase this desire daily if we appreciate the friends around us. For instance, the 10 on duty, that really sets an example. I see them day after day preparing for the lesson with the whole world, with great awe, with gathering of friends and meals and really everything. And you feel their preparation.
Yes, and they chose a very powerful text. We've read it in the lesson the day before last. And it takes so much time to understand it. Truly, then. Even if one doesn't have anything, but he tries to be thankful for the lack. And on that lesson, we also heard from Rav that the war is all about this yearning, and only as we acquire yearning from the society, then we do our work. That's our scrutiny.
Yeah, I was hooked on this too. That you appreciate the work, doesn't matter what, and it's also a result of investing in the environment. Because you understand that if you received any awakening from above, you have to invest it in the environment, otherwise it will surely be lost.
So it turns out that we need to be very sensitive towards the source from which every spiritual development comes to us, namely the society, and load that we get, we can immediately put into the 10. I received something, immediately I invest it into the 10. I only serve as a passageway for energy.
Yeah, to increase the inspiration, to amplify it. You have this fate of sitting next to friends in this exalted group with this lofty Kabbalist, and you read the books and see things that you haven't discovered for many, many years.
It's a very small distance between calling a certain state torment or joy. You feel that you're working very hard, or feeling that you're enjoying every second of it. It's just this. Well, we have to take into account what we're engaged in. For what goal do we work? And when you make that calculation, then joy must come from it. It's written. It's written, serve the Lord with gladness. The work itself becomes the reward. And our exertion becomes the greatest pleasure in life.
Yeah, and we have no ability to appreciate how great is the goal. Like a kid that's becoming a grown-up, you know, he doesn't mean anything. He doesn't know anything that's happening or when it's a baby. But the parents can see the future states of the child. So we have to appreciate it the same way and see that there was no pleasure created in the will to receive that will not become a habit. Doesn't matter how great it is, how big it is, or...
Thank you.